Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So it's been a while since we did a podcast. It's probably been about almost a year, but no, it hasn't. It's been since April, I think. And that's when the coronavirus started shutting everything down. And while I wasn't affected by it, we stopped doing these podcasts. But now we're starting them up again. And hopefully everyone's okay. And we're going to keep on going. Hopefully you have been meditating and you have your own meditation practice by now. And you've used some of the episodes to help you get there. So I really don't have anything to say today. I think a lot of what we've seen and dealt with has been very mixed in terms of some of it has been traumatic, and some of it has been just sort of this nothingness where most people are just staying home all the time and having nowhere to go. And I think that can create some problems of adjustment. Because I think everyone expects everyone all the time to get everything and know everything of what's going on. This can't possibly expect anyone to do that. It's so split right now that it's very difficult for anyone really to have any grasp on the whole of what's going on. Because in some way the virus is deadly. Another way, the virus is not only not deadly, but a nuisance because everyone who gets it's basically fine, we think. A lot of people are asymptomatic in that regard, and everything has been shut down for like almost no reason because no one cares. They don't care to get it, they don't wear a mask. At the same time, people are dying. So, how can this be the case? And yet it is. We see people who are just fine having this virus, and then people who are dying. So, in that context, there's no way that we can be kind of always on top of everything. You can get in the habit of being good about wearing a mask. Right? But that doesn't mean someone else is going to be wearing a mask. And if someone else isn't, how do you cope with that? Right? How do you deal with that? And so I think that from that point of view, we can start to think about meditation and think about we can get into meditation and use this sort of split nature of what's going on, actually, to help us meditate. And I'll show you how, and I'll try to explain to you how that's done. So let's assume we are the ones who know everything. Either we know everything in the sense that even if we get it, we're going to be okay. Maybe we've had it and we're fine. And we don't really wear a mask. And we don't really think things should be closed necessarily, and that we think it's all a big joke, basically. And I'm sure all of us have felt this at some point or another, where it's basically just this big hoax, right? And then you can have the other position, which is that you don't want to get it. Because you're afraid that you're going to die if you get it, as other people have died. Many, many other people, right? And if you're that way and you come across someone who's the other way, and vice versa, if you're the first way who doesn't care and thinks it's a hoax, what's your position going to be? Coming up upon someone who thinks it's gravely serious and who's actually quite angry and scared and hurt in a sense, by your behavior because you don't take it seriously. Right? You have to be appreciate both sides to this. And I think all too often we are stuck on one side, but we don't know that side's correct. We don't know what's going on. Right? We think it's a pandemic, but we think the pandemic's a hoax, that it's a joke. Because we know people that have gotten it and are fine. And we know people maybe that are doing bad financially because they can't work, because they've been fired, because the businesses have shut down. Right? So these are hypothetical situations, but they pretty closely mirror what actually is happening. So how can we use that to meditate? That seems like, you know, a horrible setup, right? But the best setups are actually the ones that are the most traumatizing in a sense. Because if you can meditate and find peace of mind in the worst circumstances, then you can meditate after all. You don't have to worry about it. So that's how we're going to do this. And you might be saying, okay, maybe this is possible. So the other thing that we need to think about as we're starting to meditate is we have to think that maybe we're not perfect. Maybe we haven't got everything perfectly either figured out, or that we're not perfect in our character, that we have some flaws in the way we think, behave, and are. Right? And even if you just allow yourself to think that there might be something not perfect about me, that can be another great step forward. So you don't know what it is, but you just allow for the fact that maybe there's something that's not quite exactly right about the way I'm approaching, say, the coronavirus, COVID-19, and maybe you just haven't gotten all the facts in yet. Maybe you haven't read your morning briefing, you know? Maybe you haven't heard from someone that tells you what's going on, and so you don't really know everything in this moment. You're waiting for the news to come out tonight or tomorrow morning, right? That can help. I mean, I'm basically talking about an overall sense of humility as opposed to a hubris or a sense of entitlement that you should know everything. And therefore, if you don't, something's wrong. So you have to know everything. Because if you don't, well, that's going to be a big problem. But let's just assume that we don't, right? Because we're trying to open up. We're not trying to shut down. So opening up to more knowledge, maybe a change in direction of thought. So if you're with me so far, you can see that we're kind of heading into a peaceful place. We're not heading into a place where it's kill or be killed, which is what it feels like right now. But that's also not very strange. That's also very, very, very normal, in fact. And it's a sign that things are actually okay, too. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth. Because when things are that way, then you know at least that we have a certain amount of something is going on that's good, in a sense. Okay. So now we should be thinking that, okay, how is this going to help me to meditate? Right? I've heard all this. I agree with some of it. I don't agree with all of it. But how am I going to find my meditation, which seems impossible to do? Because as soon as something comes up in the news, or something comes up in our lives, we're immediately thrown into a panic because we have to catch up and figure out, okay, if that's the way it is now, it's being shut down or this lockdown is happening, then this is what I'm going to do. But again, I'm speaking now, you know, in November 2020. So we've should have been pretty well versed on this by now. There shouldn't be any real surprises, right? But that doesn't mean that the killer be killed mentality or chaos is gone. In fact, it's only starting up because things are actually getting back to normal. Normal being something quite exciting, but also can be not very conducive to meditation. The normal life that we live in, which in some ways is very close to living in hell if you're not able to find meditation. Okay. So hopefully everyone's with me so far. And we should know that we have all of those pieces inside us. So whatever you're seeing out there, this person's aggressive or this person's sad, that's in you too. In the same way, the pieces that are in you, you know, you're dull, you're slow, you're tired, you're fatigued of this thing, right? Or you're super energized and ready for action, but there's nowhere to go. That's also in everyone else. Everyone feels everything that you're feeling, and you're feeling everything that everyone else is feeling. That at this point, there's going to be no one in your circle that's not going to have the exact same feelings and outlook that you do. It just depends on which one you sort of pick up that day and how you're going to approach your life. So I'm talking about a certain amount of flexibility in our thoughts, trying to get into those thoughts, in between them, and to find our space that we can be meditative. So, okay, so you could say, well, what's the point? Not so much what the point of meditation is, because we've all heard that it's, you know, helpful. It sounds wonderful. But what's the point of what we've said so far? And how does it bring us to a state of meditation? Well, once you're inside yourself, then it's easy to be there for a length of time and to actually go deeper into that space. So we're trying to go as deep as we can within ourselves and to be there for a length of time. And that's what meditation is. So I invite everyone to meditate now for a time, and we're going to wrap up because I keep these about 15 minutes. And so you should find something in you that's new and be with it for a length of time, a new depth. And when you do that, Know that you're meditating. And when you come out of meditation, give yourself some time first. You will feel a lot better than you do now. So I invite everyone to try it, and we will talk next time. Thank you very much. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.